This podcast is sponsored by Release Winery. Every wine tells a story. Each growing season, it's our goal to create an artisan Napa Valley wine of exceptional quality. Join us as the story of this ultra-limited wine continues. Learn more at releasewinery.com.
Welcome to this special podcast celebrating Taste of Oakville. Here, winemakers in the Oakville district of Napa Valley gather to show off their most recent vintage along with surprise library wines. Screaming Eagle, Harlan, and Opus One were among many of the popular barrels visited, but so many great producers poured their fantastic wines this day. Oakville is indeed special. Great wines and great winemakers. What else could you ask for?
Here with our old friend Elliot Stern, and Elliot's of course with Oakville East. How you doing, Elliot?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you, Ray?
I'm doing good. Tell me about what you're pouring today.
Well, I have five wines here today. I have my Corstone, which is my blend, Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Little Petit Verdot, Little Merlot. I got my Cabernet. I got my Cabernet Franc, which is Franc and Stern. Then I have Exposure 10, which is Cabernet, and then my single vineyard Harder Family.
Excellent. Why Oakville?
Well, Oakville has the best weather pattern in Napa Valley, producing great Cabernet. And it's interesting because you have two distinct types. You have the East and West. And the quality is all based on sunshine because of the tannic structure. So you either get a very masculine grip on the west side, or you get a much more elegant, softer grip on the east side. It's all sunshine.
So how long have you been making wine?
This is my 15th vintage.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. For our listeners who'd like to learn about you online, how would they do that?
www.oakvilleeast.com.
Always good seeing you, Elliot.
Great, thank you very much.
I'm here with Chris Blanchard, and Chris is with VHR Vine Hill Ranch. How are you doing, Chris?
Very good. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me about what you're pouring today.
We have a very special vineyard, a historical vineyard in the southwest corner of Oakville called Vine Hill Ranch, which has been planted for 150 years. It goes way back. So we're pouring one wine today, which is an Oakville Cabernet Sauvignon made by Francois Pechon, who's from, who worked at Araujo for many years, has been our winemaker since the beginning in 2008.
How long have you guys been making wine?
Well, this for the family, this is the 60th harvest. So, yeah, quite a while. But the wine from Vine Hill Ranch has only been since 2008. We sell about 90% of our fruit or so to some pretty amazing properties around the valley.
I would say so. That's amazing age. Why Oakville?
Because Oakville is the most beautiful appellation, I think, in the Napa Valley. I mean, each of the appellations has a different attribute, but Oakville just has the sort of the richness and expansion and concentration, and just the downright, you know, loveliness of the valley, I think.
You can tell that by your smile.
I love the stuff.
Chris, for our listeners who want to learn about you online, what's your website?
www.vinehillranch.com.
Excellent. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you. Have a great day.
Good to meet you as well. Thank you. Cheers.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. I'm here with Doug Stanton of Stanton Vineyard. How you doing, Doug?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Ray.
Doug, tell me about what you're pouring here today.
Today I'm introducing my 2015 cab. It's my world premiere. Only 260 cases. My 17th vintage. I've been at it a while and always stayed very small and true.
Well, you kind of beat me on the question. So you've been making wine 17 years?
Yes. Growing grapes with my family for 33 years.
That's what I wanted to hear. Why Oakville?
Oh, well, it's obvious. I mean, Oakville commands one of the biggest prices for their Cabernet. So I decided to make an Oakville cab. I grow cab in St. Helena. I choose not to make a wine out of it. I sell all that fruit. Besides Cabernet, I make Petit Syrah. I make those two varietals, and the Petit Syrah comes from our St. Helena vineyard, and I've been doing that since 04.
Is that used as a blend, or is it just strictly all 100% Petit?
It's 100% Petit.
So if our listeners want to learn about you online, what is your website?
My website is www.stantonvineyards.com.
Doug, it was nice meeting you. Thank you.
All right, Ray. Thank you very much.
I'm here with James Lee and Lindsay Gorfine, and they're both with Tierra Roja Vineyards. And for our listeners, they'll remember our good friend, Linda Neal, is the owner of Tierra Roja, but of course she is away right now. So tell me, how are things going in her absence?
Things are going really well at her property. Both James and I live there. We take care of the house and the garden, and then her business as well.
Excellent. So tell me what you're pouring today.
So we have the Tierra Roja 2014, 15, and 16 that we're pouring today.
I understand she doesn't have much of that available right now.
No, she does not have much 15 available at all. There are currently 8 bottles sitting in the cellar for her to enjoy at some point. So yeah, it really came down to the wire, but that's also a good thing.
It's good to sell wine. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So one very simple question. Why Oakville?
Is this delicious?
Yeah, it's delicious. It's the best part of Napa Valley.
How long has Linda been producing wine at Tierra Roja?
Oh.
So Linda has owned the property since 1986. That's when she first moved up to the Napa Valley from Southern California. And she's been making the brand since the early 2000s.
And for our listeners, if they want to learn a little bit about you or about Tierra Roja, how would they do that online? What's the website?
It's www.tierraroja.com. And Linda has a wonderful blog that explains her travels and stories in Morocco at the Peace Corps. So I highly recommend to check it out.
Excellent. And people should do that because it's pretty cool what she's doing. Thank you both. Nice seeing you again.
Yeah, nice to see you too. Thank you.
We're here with some of my most favorite people. I'm here with Stuart Spoto and his daughter, Ari. And we're also with Christy, but she's over there kind of actually pouring wine today. Yeah, somebody's got to do the job. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. We're doing awesome. Thanks for coming by.
It's always good to come by. Always good to see your smiling face. And, you know, I'm a fan of your wine. So I want to ask you a couple questions. And the first thing is, what are you pouring today?
We have our beautiful, this is our 2015 Cabernet. It's a private reserve from Oakville, and it's absolutely delicious. And this other bottle we've got
is one of the first wines I made with my father, 2001, from the same vineyard, just a little bit older. Yeah.
This is one I want to come back and try.
Absolutely. And what's nice about it, this wine, even though it's 18 years old, it still is showing delicious. It's just beautiful right now. Silky, smooth, beautiful fruit. So, yes, you got to come back and try it.
There's nothing like his enthusiasm when he talks about wine. I got to tell you, you're good at this. Why Oakville?
Best fruit in the Napa Valley. Can I say that? Okay, best fruit in Napa Valley. That's why.
I live in Paso Robles, and there is some beautiful fruit that comes out of there, but nothing really does measure up to the Oakville fruit.
That's quite an endorsement.
Let me put it this way. When we make wine from this delicious Oakville fruit, it doesn't really take any effort. You get beautiful fruit in and wonderful wine out. Very minimalistic approach of making the wine. So it does its job for me. So that's what I mean when I say good grapes.
And your wife is trying to pry it out of your hands so she can actually pour it for somebody.
No.
How long have you been making wine, Stuart?
Oh my. See, I don't have enough hands or toes. My father and I have been making wine over 40, 45 years. But commercially now, we're in our 13th vintage. So, yeah, we've been doing it commercially now for about 13, 14 years.
So, you know, I'm dying to say you don't look that old.
She keeps me young, my wife. But my daughter also keeps me young.
So for our listeners who want to learn about you online, Ari, what is your website?
It is spotowines.com.
Just to be clear for our listeners, it is pronounced Spoto.
Yes, indeed.
It is.
Thanks, guys. Good seeing you again.
Good to see you, too. Thanks, Ray.
I'm here with Meetan Aguera, and he's with Hoops Vineyard. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So tell me a little bit about what you're pouring today.
Sure. We've got our 2014 Oakville Cabernet, 100% Cabernet from our estate vineyard, and we also have our 2015 Oakville Cabernet. So both great vintages. We wanted to showcase sort of the difference between both years.
So why Oakville?
Oakville's the best region in Napa. We grow the best grapes, we've got the best growing conditions. And frankly, this is where my father-in-law landed back in 82, 83. He planted our vineyard then, and we've been growing on that vineyard ever since. We haven't replanted, so it's one of the oldest vineyards in Napa.
Cool. How long have you guys been making wine?
Since 1999.
And for our listeners who'd like to learn about you, what is your website?
Our website is hoopsvineyard.com. You can go on there and you'll see our entire lineup, our team, and the whole family.
Excellent, man. Nice meeting you.
Very nice to meet you as well. Thank you so much, Ray.
Thank you. I'm here with Cameron Perry, and Cameron is, of course, with Groth Vineyards. How are you doing, Cameron?
I'm doing really well, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. What is your position with the winery?
So I'm the director of wine growing. I know it's kind of a funny title, but what that means is I'm over the viticulture side and the production side. It's kind of that global control.
And just to be clear, that you don't have a vineyard that has bottles coming off of vines, right?
That'd be nice, but I wish the process was that simple, but it surely isn't.
So why Oakville?
Why Oakville? Oakville represents this sort of amazing balance point in the valley. Other places in the valley, you're going to have Cabernet that's really dominated by red fruit. The hillsides are going to be more dark and dried. Here in Oakville, we have this beautiful balance, both red and black, and seldom getting into that dried fruit spectrum. The other side of it, too, is we have abundant tannins, but they're always really nice and fine and velvety. So it's that sort of perfect three-dimensional balance point.
Tell me what you're pouring today.
Today we are pouring our 2015 Oakville Cab, as well as our 2015 Reserve Cab.
And how long has Groth been making wine?
So the vineyard was founded in 1982 by Dennis and Judy Groth.
And for our listeners who want to learn about you online, what is your website?
www.grothwines.com.
You did that very well. Thank you very much.
Not my first rodeo. You're welcome.
I'm here with Walter Moore of Goldschmidt Vineyards. How are you doing, Walter?
Doing great today. We got a great crowd here.
Yeah, and you know, I specifically wanted to come over since we had spoken to Nick a couple of months back, and what a fascinating guy who spends most of his life on the road, it seems.
He travels to 7 different countries and makes wine for roughly 25 wineries. So he's a busy guy, and he makes amazing wines that are some of the best value here, the Wine Growers Association.
Yeah, and that's a big deal, value for Napa these days.
It's very rare, and what Nick does is he's a rare man, and he makes wine that's beautifully balanced and has this wonderful arc to it.
Yeah, I would agree. I like what he makes. So what are you pouring today?
So today we have wines predominantly from Game Ranch, which is his Oakville Cross property. We also have a wine, Hillary, which is you can find pretty widespread in California. And that's named after his third daughter. It's a vineyard right beside Opus, so it's prime location, and it's a beautiful bottle.
So, why Oakville?
Oakville speaks for itself. The cabs that are grown here are internationally recognized as some of the best in the world. And it's because of the climate. It's a perfect balance between North and South Napa. And so you get the perfect ripeness in Oakville.
How many years has Nick been making wine?
Oh, he's been making wine for roughly 30 years.
Yeah, and he's still working at it, right?
You know, he makes the wine in the vineyard, so it's really a vineyard choice and his skill at picking the best vineyards that makes him a master.
And if our listeners want to learn a little bit about you guys online, what is your website?
GoldschmidtVineyards.com. Come visit us, please.
Excellent. Walter, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'm here with Tom Gamble of Gamble Family Wines. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great. Don't have my cowboy hat on today.
Tell me, what are you pouring today?
We are pouring some of our winery-only wines as a special treat, and we're going a little older with the 2014s. So we have the Family Home, the Cairo, and the G. Thomas.
These are all Oakville wines, right?
They're all 100% Oakville.
So here's a real simple question. It's up to you how simple the answer is. Why Oakville?
It's the heart of the Napa Valley. It has a concentration of talent and soils, and the two of them together make it an unrivaled place worldwide.
That was very good. You should write that down. So tell me, how long have you been making wine, Tom?
I've been making wine under the Gamble label since 2005. Where did it all go?
So our listeners want to learn about you online, what is your website?
GambleFamilyVineyards.com. Instagram's Gamble Family Vineyards with that hashtag thing.
Tom, thanks a lot. Good seeing you, man.
It's good to see you again, too.
I'm here with Michaela Rodino of Villa Ragazzi, right?
Right.
How are you doing today?
Doing very well, thank you. Surrounded by great wine. How could I complain?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. So tell me about what you're pouring today.
Today I am pouring something fairly unusual for a big red wine tasting. I'm pouring a rosé of Sangiovese.
Why did you choose to do that, other than the fact that Sangiovese is an amazing grape?
Well, because we grow Sangiovese in Oakville, and the two red Sangioveses we make come from other parts of the Napa Valley.
There aren't too many people growing Sangiovese around here.
That's right. It's very difficult.
Oh, good for you. We're glad you do.
And it doesn't pay well.
So, very simple question today. Why Oakville?
Well, because we bought a vineyard in Oakville in 1977 and started planting grapes. And then we went to Italy in 1980-81, and my husband, who has a lot of Italian genes, got very excited about putting something Italian in the vineyard. And we tried to find Nebbiolo because his ancestors came from Barolo. Couldn't find it. So we defaulted to Sangiovese because we'd also visited Antinori on that same trip and been very well received. And we were able to find some Sangiovese.
How many years? How long have you guys been making wine?
Okay, well, we've been growing grapes since 77, but we've only been making Villa Ragazzi wine since 1989.
For our listeners who want to learn about you online, what is your website?
VillaRagazzi.wine.
Dot wine, really?
Yeah. It doesn't cost much more than .com.
No, but it makes a hell of a lot of sense, doesn't it?
It's much shorter than VillaRagazziWine.com.
Thank you very much for taking the time, Michaela.
My pleasure. Good to meet you.
Learn more by visiting OakvilleWineGrowers.com.
Thanks for listening, and remember to like us on Facebook. Also, check out our YouTube channel.
Life Between the Vines is produced at Fifth Floor Recording Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Produced and edited by Ray Pfister. Theme song and original music written and recorded by Tim Dondarevo. Additional original music by Ray Pfister. Our host is Kay Paskoff. Our graphics and website specialist is Lawton Hall. Our web geek is Dan Gieschen. Photos by Jeanette Herniak and Catherine Shearer. Copyright 2019.